ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं। बाय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल दंडत प्रणाम obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Shishila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Shishila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Yesterday in class we explained that if the seed of bhakti has come, the last fraction of bhakti has come, then he will think that my life is successful by serving Krishna. And we explained, oh, what is that Shraddha? And also we explain further that how we can achieve this transcendental Shraddha. If you are chanting, remembering, having first and second initiation from your Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, then you will have to know that he is my laukik bandhu, like, but not laukik, like transcendental bandhu. But it seems like that. And serve him Vishambhaino Gurau Seva. You should serve him. Don't have doubt. Remove all doubts before accepting him like Gurudev. And after you have accepted, especially by any realized soul that he guided you, then accept him and have no doubt. If you have doubt, oh, that Shraddha also will be gone. So if that Shraddha has come anyhow, then nourishment is necessary. And that nourishment is Sadhu Sangha. But how, what type of that Sadhu Sangha, we also explained everything. So gradually, by chanting and remembering in the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, your Shraddha may come to the stage of Naishtiki Bhakti. But before that, your Bhakti is not pure Bhakti. Semblance of Bhakti or Aparad Bhakti. But if you are sincere and serving your Guru, like Krishna has told, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, like Srimad Bhagavat has told, you have to try to know that he is Ashraya Krishna. And go on. Developing your bhakti in his guidance. Then gradually your unearth will go. But you have not taken initiation from any high class of superior Vaishnava, and you are not taking shelter of Bhagavat and Bhagavat. Both.
Grantha
Bhagavat and
Bhakta Bhagavat.
That then your unearth cannot go. So try to remove your unearth. And we have discussed also all these things from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything. You should try to remember all these things. Then it may be your bhakti will be naishthiki. But even you have taken first-second initiations. There may be so many unearths, unwanted unearths. And at that time, your bhakti is anaisthiki.
Unsteadiness.
At that time, so many problems may come. But don't give up association. Otherwise, you will lose everything. So what is that? A stage of anisthiki, unsteadiness bhakti. You can speak in word. What type, what kinds of they are? Utsahmai, ghantarla, tarangarangini, yudhbukalpa, visay tarangani, niyama.
Bhakti means unsteadiness stage of bhakti. You have heard us before that nishtham steadiness, when steadiness will come in your bhakti, then you have some hope that you will increase in Krishna consciousness very quick. But unless until steadiness is not coming, before that there is some chance to give up bhakti even. So what is that stage? We have to know about unsteadiness bhakti. If you have some clear conception about unsteadiness bhakti, then you can give them up, and being in good association, you can advance in Krishna consciousness. What is that? Srila Chakravarti Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, being causeless merciful, explain all these things in his Madhurya Kadambini Grantha. There are six types, Utsahamai, Ghanatarala, Budavikalpa,
Tarangarangini,
Vishayasangara, Niyamakshama. So first is Utsahamai, means enthusiastic. Whenever you come, in bhakti or any material thing, you have so much. You become so much enthusiastic. I shall do this, I shall do that. Very enthusiastic. Just like, if any kid is going to school, his parents purchase some book, A for apple, B for bear, C for cat, D for dog, with picture, with colored picture. He became very happy. And he thought, now I'm a very learned scholar. And he's going to school, and gradually, when his lesson is coming a little harder, he could not understand either parents in home school or teacher. To his year, then you become doomed. Parents asking, "Oh my dear son, time has come, why not going to school?" Speechless, nothing. No, not going to school. At first he was very enthusiastic to go to school. Similarly in bhakti stage, when you come in Krishna consciousness, seeing other devotees, seeing their activity, you become very enthusiastic. And you are chanting day and night, after that you get headache. Could not wake up early in the morning in Mangalavati, could not chant even one round after a few days. At first it was utsavami, and when you could not maintain your all rule and regulation which you see has seen for others, became thin. As before thick, now became thin, called ghanatarala. So utsavami is enthusiastic, and after that it became something. So as thick, after that thin, called ghanatarala. Buddha vikalpa, indecision. Oh, what shall I do now? In the time of Lord Krishna, there are so many householders. In time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and time of Manjada Purushottam Bhagavan Ramachandra, so many are in household life. What shall I do? Shall I be renounced person or householder? Even we have seen during time of Krishna or Lord Ram or Sriman Mahaprabhu, so many renounced person even also. Even Naradishi was a renounced person who composed Narad Parigraja Upanishad. He instructed everything about renounce order. Even Naradishi used to go to Braj. Even Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, even Bhagavan Krishna and all Brajavasis used to touch his feet. What shall I do? Shall I be householder or renounced order person? If I go, then who will take care of my family? Ahome pitaro vriddhau. Oh my God, my parents are too old. If I go, they have no other person to take care. What shall I do now? Specially, I have one small kid. Whenever I come for my business, he embraces me and always welcomes with his broken language. Who will take care of that? Specially, my wife too young and very nice. Will take care of her. What shall I do? When this kind of decision comes in your mind to increase in bhakti, this is called buddha vikalpa or indecision. After that, visaya sangara. You want to give up your material desire. Visaya means material thing and sangara means to fight. You want to overcome from material thing, material desire. So you are fighting with material desire. Sometimes you are winner, sometimes you are loser. What shall I do? I don't want that variation chant, that all this nonsense thing will come in my mind. You don't want. But 10 years before, somebody insults you during the chanting, that is coming in your mind. Sometimes there is some call in your supermarket with some guy, it is coming in your mind. 20 years before, your ex-husband told something, now it is coming in your mind. So you are fighting with material desire, visaya sangara. Similarly, in bhakti stage, you want to overcome from material desire, but all these nonsense things coming in your mind, called visaya sangara. Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means niyam akshama. When you join something, then niyam akshama. Niyam means rule and regulation. Aksham means unable. So which you have taken vow in front of Gurudev, in front of other Vaishnavas giving fire sacrifice, who will be take place after tomorrow here, headed by Sri Pada Ranna Maharaj. So you take so many vow, I shall do this, do that. You take the rule and regulation, but could not maintain. Just like it's mentioned in scripture that whenever you doing your OCD, anything, if you could not give them up. But sometimes your kids are sleeping, then you give it up. You took vow, I should not do that. But you are coming giving up that Orsi. But another also here, to whom you are initiated, or any exalted Vaishnava is coming. This is a rule and regulation, hard and fast rule for Orsipari should not give up, Orsipari should not give up chanting in mid-way, unless something has come to the round. But if Gurudev has come, any exalted Vaishnava has come, you have to come and pay your obeisances, have to satisfy them, again taking order from them, you have to go again for your spiritual service. If you not do so, it is offense. So, oh, what shall I do? This is my rule and regulation, I do not give it up. This is not proper. So, Niyam Akshama and Niyam Akshama, you not unable to maintain your rule, so Niyam Akshama and Taranga Rangini. When you are chanting, remembering, doing kirtan, you are doing kirtan or doing savan, leading savan or kirtan or other thing, some desire is coming, but they could not take you away completely. So they are like wave. Taranga means wave, rangini means they are playing. The desire of, the wave of material desire, waving in your heart, then leading savan kirtan, this desire is coming, but they could not take you completely. Like you are chanting Gayatri, sometimes forget, but it is coming, but you should not forget your mantra, still chanting. This type of stage called Taranga Rangini. So, when you overcome from these six stages, few more things there is a lesson from Gurudev Letavan.
Thank you.
So, when you come in the overcome this stage, then stateness will come, then you can advance in Krishna consciousness easily. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kaurava Bhaskar Vipassi Vipassi
If you are chanting any house, Namabhas even, or even Namaparad, but continuing in the guidance of Vaishnava, Namaparad will go away. And you should know what are Namaparad. And then, when Namaparad will come, then continuous it may be that O Namabhas may come. And it is very good symptom. First, always Namaparad. And after that, as much as your anarthas are going on, it may be that time to time, very rare, Namabhas may come. More advanced than more Namabhaska. All kinds of bad things will go away. Now no chance of Namaparad, Vaishnavaparad, Guru Avagyaparad, and others. And then gradually it may be that sometimes rare pure Nam may come. But as much as you have worldly things, worldly desires, anarth, pure Nam will not come. If pure Nam comes, the symptom is that you will always be happy. Some realization will come. And this state is the Afarati. Before that, whether this anarth has gone, and what is told, six stages of Anishyata Bhakti has gone. Yet so many are there. Then what are they? They are loy, bikshe, apatipatti, kasaya, rasaswad, Aranya Maharaj will explain. You should come here.
Om Ganatyanhasa Ganandanaslaka Chakshuranulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva. Shri Gurudeva has ordered me to explain about five more obstacles which remain, making impediments on the individual's progress towards Nishtha Bhakti, or steady, uninterrupted flow of devotional service. What are they? Lai, Vikshe, Akratipati, Kasai, and Rasasvadan. So I'll mention them briefly one at a time. First one is called Lai. Lai means sleepiness. At the time of chanting Harinam, at the time of remembering one's Gayatri mantras, at the time of hearing Harikatha, then one may feel some tiredness and then fall asleep. So this is called Lai. This is also of three divisions. The sleepiness which comes at the stage of remembering, this is mild. The sleepiness which comes at the stage of hearing is stronger. And the sleepiness that comes at the stage you're singing the kirtan, this is very severe. If you fall asleep during your own kirtan, this is very severe. If you fall asleep while hearing from someone else, this is also strong. But if you fall asleep during remembrance, this is mild. But all three, they have to be overcome. That sleepiness never comes. We don't find that this lie happens during taking Mahaprasadam.
Very, very severe.
Only after taking Mahaprasadam.
So first thing, we have to try to overcome lie or sleepiness. The next stage is called Vikshep. Vikshep refers to the interruptions which come into our mind. It means that the devotee, he is not feeling sleepy, and he's trying to hear, chant, and remember. But at the time of being engaged in bhakti, as he's remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's remembering Vrindavan, remembering Jamuna, the beautiful birds and honey of the bees, and then the next minute, some science fiction movie comes into his mind. Lord of the Rings or anything. And then his whole meditation is completely finished. And again he tries, and again interruption comes. Again he tries, again interruption comes. This stage is called Vikshep. Then the devotee, he goes a little further. Now he's not affected by tiredness, and his mind is not interrupted by so many thoughts. Yet he's feeling indifference. He has no the deep attachment at all for the subject matter. It's as if he has no feelings in his heart, dry. It's called apratipati. That means the indifference that one feels despite the absence of lie and vikshep. That is called apratipati. The indifference that we feel despite the absence of lie and vikshep. The next stage is called kasai. Kasai refers to the one's impetuous nature to spontaneously, without any warning at all, to become involved in anger or in envy of others. The devotee, most of the time, his behavior is okay, very well behaved, then all of a sudden, some situation comes and he becomes angry or against someone for irrational psychosis, hatred for no reason. Why is it going on? Well, this is called kasai, the innate tendency to become impetuously involved in some anger or envy for no reason at all, though it is not one's general nature or behavior. So this is called kasai. The final one is called ras asvadan. It means that the devotee, he is trying to do his bhajan, but some feelings of mature enjoyment come into his mind. And instead of forcibly driving them away and again engaging his mind, he is just relishing a little. Only internally, he's remembering some of the tastes which are arising from impressions from engaging in sense gratification in this life and in previous life. So due to those impressions, the tendency to enjoy some material flavor comes into the mind. It's called rasasvada. So when the devotee has gone through the stages of the Utsalai, Ganatarala, Virvikalpa, Vishay Sangara, Nenamakshama, Tarangarangini, and he's overcome the five obstacles in the form of lai, vikshe, apratipati, kasai, and rasasvada, then it can be seen that that devotee has entered into the nishchita bhakti, or steady performance of devotional service.
Very good. Thank you. What he explained in the last, even some anartha there, not pure nishta has come. Two things are there. You have done some in past life, you have done some good things and some bad things. So the result may come. So it may come, and you can have to face some problems for past bad activities. But there are four. But even if you had done okay before your past life's impression, it may be that very easily you can attain so much wealth, reputation, and also so much position, sweet voice, good kirtaniya, and all will appreciate you. And especially beautiful ladies will be very much charmed, and they will come and want to serve you. They will want to serve you. And then what will be? Oh, you may be. Your nishtha may be gone. The sadhak should be.
Yeah.
Very good. It is each other, for ladies too, for male.
Applicable for opposites.
I have explained only male, but it is for also. Also, we should be always careful these thoughts. We should always try to keep Guru, Gauranga and Krishna in our heart. Not anything. We should not be worried for others, worldly things. Otherwise, fear, certainly it will come. It is bound to come. So always try to keep Radha, Krishna, Guru, Gauranga and others. Guru. And be always in association and sincerely for. You should not be bothered for others. So, then nishtha may come. Otherwise not. Nishtha, or the devotees in the stage of nishtha, very rare. Very rare. I want that you should all be in that rare devotees. Oh. Whether grihastha or
renounce.
The object should be to please Guru and Gauranga and Krishna. Then you can have nishtita bhakti. And then this nishtha bhakti is also nishtha. Then ruchi make thick. Very thick nishtha is called? Not anything. In some advanced stage, this nishtha, it turns into ruchi. The difference between ruchi and nishtha is that by mind, with some indibhav, intelligence, nishtha may come. If nishtha is there, even anything which is not, we have taste for that. I have to do. If any medicine is so bitter, but it is good for him. Especially, neem. Neem. Very bitter. But for health?
Better.
So many things are like that. So nishtha, that stage. And when ruchi will come, no effort, no intelligence, automatically whether you want or not. Oh, Krishna name, Hari Katha, and all. In all, it will be Ruchi. This Ruchi is also of two kinds. Maharaj, Padmanabha Maharaj, explain. You know, or other sutra. Huh? Oh, so you, achha, after that. So you can go. And prepare for more further. You too.
Srila Gurudev.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the two types of ruchi or taste. They are called Vastu Vaishishta Apekshani and Vastu Vaishishta Anapekshani. That means, Vastu means the elements, Vaishishta means the excellence, and Apekshani means the attraction for or dependence upon. So, when the elements of stimulation for one's bhakti, such as seeing the deities or hearing the kirtan, when all the elements are very nice and excellent, the kirtan is in a good tune and in a key, the singer has a good voice, like that, or when the deities have all nice new dress and they're very beautifully done, then one's ruchi of taste is very stimulated and attractive, and otherwise may not be so. One may not feel so enthused. However, when one comes to the higher stage of ruchi, Vastu Vaishishta Anapekshani, then the dependence upon the elements is no longer required. Whether the kirtan is good or bad, it will still awaken in one deep feelings of spontaneous joy and happiness and ecstasy and Krishna consciousness, and similar with the deities. When they visit a temple which stands very poor and cannot afford very great deity worship or maintenance of the deities, but one will not see these external elements, and one will see rather the pure form of the deity and be very enthused by such bhakti going on.
Thank you. You have heard about ruchi. If ruchi is perfect, fully come, it has come. Then there are some symptoms of ruchi. Then you can judge that ruchi has come. Otherwise not. And what is that? Oh, utsaha, nishya, dharya, tat-tat karma, pravartana, sangatyaga, sato vritti, sarbhi, bhakti, prasiddhya. This will you should explain.
Om Jnanam Timurandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chaksurum Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain that aspect of ruchi in which there are certain symptoms, and these symptoms are given in the Sri Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsaha nischayat dharyat tat tad karma pravartanat. That is utsaha. One is very enthusiastic in his devotional practices. When Srila Gurudev was explaining ruchi in Badger last year, he was giving examples of the enthusiasm of some devotees who chant with ruchi. That devotee has no enthusiasm for tasting the rus of this material world. One cannot have enthusiasm for this world and at the same time have taste and enthusiasm in Krishna bhajan. Just suppose now you try to blow up your cheeks like that and laugh at the same time. If you try it, you'll see it's impossible. So to have enthusiasm and taste in this world and expect Ruchi to come for chanting the holy names is impossible. An example of enthusiasm or Ruchi in chanting is Srivas Thakur, the associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had so much enthusiasm in chanting that once, when there was Sankirtan in his house, his son died right in the middle of the kirtan. And he was so absorbed in pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so absorbed in kirtan that he had no care about what happened to his son, or he had no care about his family members at that time. In order to be enthusiastic, Utsahan Nischayad convinced patient Taryat that taste in bhakti must be there. So Srivas Thakur was telling his family members, if any of you interrupt this kirtan now and disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm going to at once jump in the Ganges. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knew that the son had died. So he went into the room and told the son, now open your eyes. So the son did so. And Mahaprabhu said, so do you want to come back now to your family? And the boy, who also had so much taste, said, no, I have no interest in coming back because I'm tasting so much more now in my bhajan than I did before. I'm very happy where I am. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, okay, stay where you are. So at the end of this class, we asked Gurudev, how could this boy have been willing to leave the taste of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association and say, no, I'm more happy now? Gurudev explained that he was tasting the fruit of his service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is now he had taken birth somewhere where Krishna was performing his Prakat Leela in the womb of a gopi, and now he was practicing to be a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. So this is where taste goes. Srivas Thakur, Srila Gurudev explained, is the perfect example of this taste, because the verse that describes Ruchi as given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Sri Sikshastakam and Sri Bhajan Rahasya is the fourth verse of Sri Sikshastakam, which is Madanam Najanamana Sundarim Kavitam Avajagadi Shakamani Mama Janamani Janamani Swari Bhavatara Bhakti Rahoiti Ki Toi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, O my Lord, I have no desire to enjoy wealth or women or followers, or as Gurudev said, for women, men, and followers. I have no desire to be a great poet, enjoy beautiful poetry. I don't even mind if I take my birth again and again, as long as I have your unalloyed service. But where does he want to take his birth? In this subject matter of Ruchi, Srila Gurudev gave the example of Brahma. Brahma prayed that it doesn't matter what species of life I may take my birth in. It can be grass or creepers, as long as it's in Vrindavan, so that I can get the dust of your devotees when they go to perform pastimes with you. Or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had so much taste that he prayed, it doesn't matter if I take my birth in a bird species or an insect species. As long as I take my birth in the house of your devotees, and as long as the taste for chanting your holy name increases at every moment. As Sripad Bhaktisar Maharaj mentioned, there are two stages of Ruchi. In the last stage of ruchi, bhakti, vaishishtya, anupeshana ruchi, which doesn't depend on nice voice or the deities being dressed very beautifully. Even if the deities are not well dressed, even if somebody is singing with not a very nice voice, still that devotee who's in the advanced stage of ruchi will experience very great taste, not in the song, not in the brass or the cloth of the deity, but in bhakti, in his relationship with Krishna. And Srila Gurudev gave the example of Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, who is the proprietor of the temple of Sri Sri Gornatai in his own home. And even they weren't very nicely dressed, he had so much taste in their service that his relationship with them, with his service to the deity, was so intimate. He had none at all attachment for any feelings of this world. But he had so much attachment for the deity that he would say in his intimate relationship, "Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're very naughty. Nityananda is good, but you're very naughty. You remember what you did today? I was trying to pick flowers for you, and I was reaching out to get flowers from a garden, and some boy pushed me and fell down, and I injured myself, and you didn't even save me. So therefore, I'm not going to cook for you anymore. You'll have to starve, or you're quite capable. You can just cook for yourself." So in this way, his relationship was full of taste that didn't depend on any external situation. The devotee's taste is for Krishna, and the symptom is that he has no taste for material enjoyment. And this comes as the thick stage of nistha, or steadiness and firm faith coming from sadhu sangha.
Thank you. Very good. You have heard about Dhruva. And very soon, in 6 months, he took darshan of his deity, Narayan. But his bhakti was not pure. No ruchi, no nishtha at all. Nothing was there. For his nishtha and ruchi was in wealth and kingdom. So merely it was like a fruitive karma. So his bhakti is not bhakti, pure bhakti, but bhakti. Oh, karma mishra bhakti. It cannot give you glow, Vrindavan and love and affection, even prem or anything. Even not rati, not ruchi. So he had no ruchi for that. It may be that after that, Narada may have come to him, his Gurudev, and he has instructed, this is bogus things. Now you should chant and remember Krishna. And thus he may have a ruchi. His bhakti is not pure. So we should think that this is not pure. You have heard about Bharat Maharaj. He had asakti even, more advanced than ruchi. And that is why when asakti came in chanting, remembering, meditating, then he left his house. If he will follow pure bhakti, and ruchi will come, or asakti may come, then he will have no taste for worldly things. Raghunath Das Goswami, his wife was Miss Universe. He was too wealthy, very beautiful, young, energetic. His father, two fathers like, they loved him so much. And he was heir of successor of that kingdom. But what came? Very soon, he was detached from all these things. You are hearing, meditating, chanting, hearing Harikatha, then two things are bound to come. Vasudeve bhakti, bhakti yoga prayogita, janayat asu vairagyam, jnanancha jad ahetukam. Easily all kinds of knowledge will come to you, in you. All kinds of, that is jnana. And what is vairagya? Oh, so much attachment to Krishna that all detachment will go away. So if two things are not coming and you are chanting, remember for years and years, oh, you should think that your bhakti is not there. Even a slight lust is not going, worldly desires are not going, and you want to like a Raman, or 100 or how many wives?
So many.
And so many children, how many?
One lakh
of sons and
100,000.
And so many wives and wives. Even he wanted Sita. And Sita came as his death and he was murdered with his whole family. There was none to give him water. So you should think. Why not a detachment is coming? Why no special attachment for Krishna is coming? If attachment will come, oh, like Mahaprabhu, he left at once. His mother was old, no source of income, newly married, his Vishnupriya, so qualified, always in a certain mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu, like all, very cruel, he left. I think so many of you have left these things. So it must come. Otherwise, if detachment is not coming and all kinds of knowledge are not coming and pure bhakti is not coming, though your guru is bona fide, but you are kulanga. Kulanga, you know? Anga,
Kwagman. Like a black spot.
Like a black
spot. In a family.
In a family, like a fire. You will burn all your coal. Like Raman, what he did? He was the son of Pulastha Rishi and brother of Kubera. But what became? So we remember all these things. So if your bhakti, even ruchi comes, then. So Bharat was in this stage of Ashakti, he left all these things. In his half age means?
Middle age.
At that time his age was about more than 50,000 years. In Satyaji, he left his all wealth, reputation, position, wife, children, and then he went to forest that he will always remember and chant. After that, one day he was chanting and remembering. Oh, a deer came. He was grazing there on the bank of a river, a very small
narrow river.
And at that time, very near, a lion was
roaring.
She saw that death has come. At once she jumped over the river, but
she was pregnant,
and
baby
came out, and he was drowning in the
water.
And she
crossed the river,
but at once she was going to die. She looked very pathetic eyes towards Bharat. Oh, you are doing bhajan. My children is
drowning.
Going to die, and you are sitting and chanting. Please be merciful. He read her eyes, and he came and took that boy in his lap. And he became so much rational that you know all. So much. And gradually he gave up chanting. Always that is coming. Because attachment was there, not to Krishna. He forget. Attachment was, but bad association come. And he has so much affection, attraction for this deer. And after some time, when death came, and he saw that deer jumping, he had joined his family. And then he was crying, "Oh, dear, where you are? Where you are? Glorifying. Oh, very good deer.
My dear, dear."
And thus, death came and he became deer. But he had come up to the stage of that is Ashakti, or beginning for Rati. He remembered, "Oh, what mistake, wrong I have done." And very soon he gave up that birth, body of, and he came in the birth of Bharat Maharaj, Jada Bharat. Knowingly, he wanted to be discharged from whole world. And he did. And rest you know. So, you should try to realize this fact. If you want to develop in Krishna Bhakti, even a person who has Ashakti, stage of Ashakti, and he fell down. But there is some but, that only for 3 verses. Because he has
Ashakti stage.
Ashakti stage. And he has done no
offenses
of any Vaishnava or Krishna. That was the reason. So if anyone, even in the stage of Rati, he will criticize any guru, Vaishnava, doubt in Krishna by bad association, then he may fall down. So Bharata realized this. So you should all try to realize this. Don't be attached to anybody. Even you have nishtha, even don't. If you are in family life, no harm. But don't be attached. You can do your responsibilities, but not attached in family or try to attach towards Krishna. And then, thus, it may be that Rati may come. When Rati will come, then what will be? What is Rati? Shuddha Sattva. Vishesh Atma. Prema Sujjansu. Samyabhar. Ruchvi Chittam Mastri. Kridasau. What is it? First, we should know what is sadhana. What we are doing, it may be not sadhana, it may be semblance of sadhana. Otherwise, so many good results have come. So, you should know, what is sadhana? Kriti sadhya. Bhavit sadhya bhava. So, sadhana vidha. Nitya siddhasya prakartya. We will explain all very important things tomorrow in our class. Come positively at 5 or before 5, you should be present here. I will try to come as you are very punctually before 5:30. I am trying. I wanted to come at 5, but so many devotees meeting me there. So you should be punctual there. Don't delay 1 minute. Very precious. I have come for India. Oh, old age. You can
imagine.
So don't miss 1 second. I see that so many are walking there, here, half hour past. But they have nothing to do. for years and years. We are hearing what is new, nothing new. So this is that. Now, there is
drama
play. They are ready. They are ready. Who is conducting? You? Very soon they should come. Begin. Otherwise, I may go. Declare the name.
Thus ends the class on the 3rd of February 2003 in Alachua in the evening. Hare Krishna.